Welcome to the Success from Scratch Show for your dose of real estate, entrepreneurship, financial literacy, sales and persuasion, and anything success. Nick Ruiz shares his real-world lessons from his 20-plus years of experience as an entrepreneur, real estate investor, and as a house flipper using his trademarked single-family triad formula. Now, here's your host who's been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine, The Huffington Post, and is a two-time best-selling author, Nick Ruiz.
Guys, welcome back to the Success from Scratch show. It is your boy, Nick, and it's been a long time, okay? It's been quite a long time. I don't have Vidal with me, unfortunately. He quit. He said, the hell with you, Nick. He's done. He said, I don't want to deal with you anymore. You make me sick. And you're too hard to work for and work with. I'm kidding. Me and Vidal are great friends. He actually moved on to some bigger, better things. God bless him. That's a beautiful thing. It's an absolute beautiful thing. I'm very happy for him. So I'd like to give him a little applause. So yes, guys, there's a lot. I want to talk to you about my reaction to what's going on. We got, let's take this off here. Stephen Banks, how do you get, I mean, I love your comment, but don't know how to get that off of there. God, technology is my absolute freaking nemesis. Honest to God. This is just my nemesis. I'm dead. So, all right. Where are we? What are we doing? I am back again. Oh yeah, I'm on the podcast now too, so I got to be a little more, you know. So I'm doing Facebook Live. For those of you listening on the podcast, make sure you go to Facebook Live. We are going to do more call-in shows. I actually love podcasting. Never get a chance to do it that often. Yes, I do. I do get a chance. I'm lying. I do get a chance. I just been busy. I've been doing deals. A lot of people crying about the environment, the economic environment, etc. There's a lot of opportunity. Deals are being done by a lot of people across the board, including myself. I'm doing single families, duplexes, flipping, wholesaling. I'm buying buildings, selling stuff, 1031, exchanging into bigger stuff and all kinds of beautiful things. Bankers are lending, hard money lenders are lending. Everything's hunky-dory. If you're not operating and doing that, you're not hunky-dory up here. That's it. We got to get you hunky-dory up here. So there's a lot of headlines. You know, we're dealing with fake news. God, is the news fake? The mainstream media is devastatingly fake. Hope you guys aren't listening to it. Fear-mongering is their play. Trust me on that. Fear-mongering is their play. The more fearful you are, the more control they have. And you want to control your own life, do you not? You don't want a seed of control to be planted in your head that you don't have control over. And believe me when I tell you, that's very true. So where are we here? God, I wish someone else was handling this screen and button type stuff. I don't do well with it. So what do I got going on? And what do you guys got going on? Let's see here. We're talking business. We're talking money. We're talking success from scratch. And it's been months since I released an episode. But again, I want to make it very clear. The economic environment is still good. So someone asked me the other day, they said, Nick, what about unemployment? You flip houses, you have rental properties. You know, we're looking at, I think, 14 or 15% unemployment right now or something like that. So instead of 100 buyers for my flip, I have 85. Stuff is moving. I'm selling properties within first, second day on the market. All my realtor friends are very, very busy, which is beautiful. So there's a lot of people that could and are using this pandemic as an excuse, and it's just not a valid excuse, guys. There's multitudes of opportunity. This is not 2008, the big crash. If you guys know my story, you know that I went belly up after that. This is not that. This is more of a, you know, flash in the pan, shorter term downturn with you know, a decent upside after it. 2008, remember, just to be clear, there were a lot of fake mortgages, fake bankers doing fake stuff, giving mortgages to people that could not pay the loans back, and the property values collapsed. Okay? That's not going to happen. That's just not this kind of environment. Real estate's always the strongest asset class in any downturn. I love multifamily real estate. I love single family real estate. I love all real estate. Anyone who says you should only do one or the other, that's not blanket advice. Okay. I'm buying single family rentals right now. I'm buying duplex rentals. I'm buying 4-unit rentals. I'm buying 16-unit rentals. I'm flipping single families. And the reason I'm saying what I'm doing is because everyone listening to me can do the same thing. So it's really glad to be back on the show. You guys know me. I'm an interactive kind of guy. Like usually I have Vidal here talking to me and I'm very conversational. So I'm going to take live call-ins in a minute. But I want to make sure I kind of shout out a few people who have commented. We got Johanny D. Not according to Joe. Is he scared? Pete, hi, Joe, Eduardo, Johanny, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, it's a beautiful market, guys. And, you know, you read some of this stuff. Like I have a local newspaper here, which, by the way, this local news can, by the way, some people have been asking me to kind of go over what I think about the current events and things. So I look at a local newspaper I have here and it says Dark Stores, the store owner of Zoomies, that store Zoomies at the mall. At the Janesville Mall, closes the mall's gates. And some of these stores aren't opening, okay? He said, no banks are lending money. I promise you they are. I'm getting money left and right. So that can't be true. Rita says, I think property values will collapse after forbearance are over and people can't catch up on their mortgage. Don't get me wrong. There are going to be some foreclosures and property value issues, okay? That's going to happen. But we're not going to have, you know, remember 2008, there were floods of foreclosures that were just piling and piling over an extended period of time. And I lived through this and there was a backlog for a couple years of just sorting through all of that. So it's just not going to be as severe, period. What I feel sorry for are these restaurant owners. Okay. Like I don't agree with the fact that Walmart checkout people can see 300 people in a day, but a little restaurant, or a hair salon can't see what they see. A hair salon. They cut 8 heads, 10 heads a day, and that's not allowed? No. That's not legit. That absolutely pisses me off to my core. I just don't agree with it. I think it's actually despicable that these big corporations are able. I mean, I go to my grocery store. It's packed with people, you guys, packed with people. And no, there's no spikes of cases and massive death in cases. I'm sorry. No. By the way, guys, if you like what I'm talking about, share this feed, share it with your friends, but on Facebook. And again, for those listening on the podcast, you got to go to facebook.com/alphahomeflipping to see when I do this live. And then you'll be able to put in your phone number and be part of the call-in show. And if you're on Facebook, remember, the greatest way to hear the full length of the show is on, you know, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, all the, you know, iHeartMedia. That's where all this the show is. And that's the most extended version of the show. But I got to really just tell you guys, it's just not fair. One of my tenants is a barbershop, okay? I rent to a barbershop. They rent for me in one of my buildings. And she closed, I think, mid-March. And this is just disgusting to me. She's put 25 years of blood, sweat, and tears into her business. Okay? Great woman, great business, phenomenal situation. And then within weeks, she's on a shoestring? No. That's just not okay. And these rules are freaking ridiculous. And they piss me off. Again, you go to a grocery store or Walmart and that cashier can see 300, 200, whatever, 100 people in a day, touch all your groceries, but she can't cut 10 heads of hair. No, nope, not fair. There's a lot of changes going on, a lot of conspiracy theories. Some of them are real. Some of them are a little extreme. I've heard some very extreme conspiracy theories and, you know, you can't get too far down that rabbit hole, but there is some reality. The reality is freedoms are being taken away and America is not what it was supposed to be. And that's what pisses me off. Okay. The forefathers set something up to where everybody wanted to be here. Okay. What we had going for the last 250 years or whatever it is, that worked. And it works so well that everyone from everywhere in the world is trying to jump over our borders to get here. We don't need massive reform and change, period. If you like what I'm saying, guys, share this with your friends on Facebook. We don't need that. Okay. There's always modifications and things that people can, you know, do to make things better, enhancements. I'm with all that. Okay. But arresting a 77-year-old man in Michigan because he wants to cut hair because he's starving and then fining him $1,000 per haircut? No. And then I saw, and I posted on my personal Facebook, the armed militia was in there protecting him. And, you know, keeping the authorities from shutting him down. Okay. And I applauded that. I really did. I thought that was a great thing. So there's just a lot of crazy stuff going on right now. I know you guys like hearing about real estate, which is what we do here. And, real estate, is a very essential business. You know, people are always like, Nick, just random people I know, how are you doing? How's your business, et cetera. And listen, people are always moving. People always need to go somewhere. People always need to live somewhere. So my rentals are fine. Okay. Most of my tenants are paying just fine. People got their stimulus check, unemployment. Oh my God. They're paying $900 a week for unemployment. Of course, nobody, this is going to be a crisis in itself. They messed up the unemployment. Okay. They messed up the unemployment. The fact that you can make $900 a week sitting on your couch is unacceptable. So one of the biggest things that a lot of business owners are saying, and I know I'm going off on so many tangents here, and I'll probably have to somehow bullet point all this down in future episodes because I just go off on stuff. But the fact that a business, you know, I'm listening to business owners that are saying, yeah, we're reopening. We're reopening, but the only problem is nobody wants to come back to work because they make more money sitting at home. So that needs to be modified. That is unbelievably problematic. Who the hell set that up? So that's a problem. That's a big problem among many other problems. But what's going on is unfair to small business. Small business is the engine that runs this country, and it's being penalized right now for operating. It's despicable. Despicable. Can't stand it. D says arresting anyone for opening their businesses is wrong, yet they are letting out violent criminals. Yeah, I mean, it's almost, when I look at what's happening and what's been happening, it's like somebody crossed off common sense from decision making. I mean, honest to God, like literally, like children can make better decisions than this. Like, what am I missing here? It just, nothing is adding up. And that's how all these conspiracy theories are born, obviously, is because not a lot is adding up, guys. Not a lot is adding up. Listen, in the beginning, okay, my mother-in-law was with me. She's older, number one. She was staying with us when this whole thing was announced, the national emergency, et cetera. So we took it very seriously, I think, with a lot of people, because no one knew. This was a new thing. They announced it, and the government, you know, they went on TV, national emergency, this new virus, no one knows the situation, it's in China, people are dying, blah, blah, blah. We took them at their word, okay? We took them at their word, and we took it seriously. But after a while, the real data came in. The real world data that this is way less dangerous than we thought. A lot of these projections are wrong. Bop, 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 bop. And here we are still somehow under these extended lockdowns and things. And that's where Americans are getting fed up. So, yeah, we got to get back to business as usual, or we're going to have a lot more devastation. I think, you know, the fact that is the cure worse than the disease? I think the answer right now is yes. I think the answer is an extreme yes, period. In fact, I don't think it, I know it. They've done studies on unemployment with death. There are certain ratios and studies with these statistics people that have studied where every percentage point that goes up in unemployment, X amount of death starts happening. Like there's an equation. Every percentage point of unemployment, this much more death, devastation, depression, et cetera, happens. Okay. So yeah, the cure is worse than the disease right now. But in the beginning, we all believed it. We all thought there's a mass, you know, deadly virus. And I took it seriously. Okay. My mother-in-law's older. She was here. So we didn't want to compromise her. So we took it very seriously. The data's in, guys. It's kind of like how I teach with rough draft moves and real estate and business plans, et cetera. Like, You can come up with the best business plan in the world, all kinds of stuff. But then once you actually get into it, there could be a completely different scenario. And then you have to bob, weave, modify, and maneuver. We're not doing that as a country. We are now. People are fed up and they're protesting and we're opening up regardless. And many people are opening up regardless of what their governor says. Okay. Yeah. And this new bill, the proposal, the 12-month moratorium on evictions. Yeah. I don't know if that's national, but there's so many problematic things that, again, just common sense got thrown out the window. And it's disgusting. It's absolute, like, again, a 10-year-old child can see what's going on here. It's not genius work. Yeah, the bill isn't going to pass. I think Trump has the ability to veto that bill. And then there's goofy stuff thrown in these multi-trillion-dollar stimulus bills that have nothing to do with helping the people. Just random, you know, wish lists. That's not going to work. Okay, that's not going to work. We need to help the American people. We need to help small business, and we need to get the economy back on track, which I think we are going to. Like I said, I believe I'm optimistic. Okay, I'm optimistic. Okay, and for everyone in real estate, again, people are worried about crashing. And again, going back to the conversation, hey Nick, what do you think is going to happen? What do you think is going on in the with the real estate market? How is your business doing? I get that all the time because everyone knows I'm a business owner, so they're like, "How's your business?" People are always moving. People are always living. People are always buying. Job transfers. I just sold a house, a job transfer person. People need to buy. People need to sell. People are dying, and people who inherit the properties got to get rid of it. Landlords are still getting sick of their properties and they have to sell their properties. People are evicting people. You know, people have back taxes. They're behind in payments. They got to get rid of it. So all the current reasons that real estate transact, the reasons real estate transacts all still exist. Okay. They all still exist. Trump did say dead on arrival. He did say dead on arrival. So I'm rooting for that to be the case. I really am. Guys, if you like what I'm saying, share it. I'm getting back into the podcasting groove. It's been a while. For those listening on the podcast, I am also streaming live on Facebook right now. Make sure you subscribe over there too. I'm going to take a call in. You know what? I like to talk. Let's do a couple shares, and then I'll take a call in. Prove to me you guys love it by sharing it right now. Everyone in this room, please share it. And I'm going to take a call in right now. Let me get that set up. Okay. Let me get that set up and we are going to get jiggy. Do you think there will be double digit unemployment until 2021? It's hard to predict. You know, you can speculate all day long. Yes, unemployment's going to go up. I do think unemployment's also going to go down pretty quickly as this, spike of situation changes. So, but yeah, we're in rough unemployment territory. We really are. And it's sad. And it didn't have to happen, period. It didn't have to happen. So here's what I want to do. For those of you who want to get on a quick call with me, we're going to do a live call-in, and you should be able to hear through here too. Give me your number. We're going to talk business, success, money, the economy, the pandemic. What do you guys want to talk about? Put your phone number in the comments right here and I'll pick somebody and we'll get them on the call on the show. And it's going to be a lot of fun. I got to talk to someone. I'm not used to podcasting by myself. So put your phone number in the comments and we will get shared. Who else should mail in shared? Come on, guys. If you like the show, share it. This show's about to blow up. I got so much new content for you guys on success, money, business, you know, growing your real estate portfolio, creating wealth, flipping homes. I got a lot of beautiful content for you guys. I've been a little tied up doing deals, staying busy. Podcasting hasn't been front and center for me, but if you're ready if you want to be on the show, leave your phone number. We're going to get a call-in scenario going right now. I moved my equipment. I'm not in my usual studio. I'm at my house doing this and it's fun. So I'll wait for some numbers to come in the comments. All right. I think there might be a delay too from what I say to what happens here. Alexander says, what do you suggest the best way to get started in real estate? Well, you guys know the basis of my teaching is the single family triad, which is wholesaling, number one, rehabbing and selling, number two, and holding rentals, number three. And then you graduate and you can get into multifamily, et cetera. But the easiest way is dealing with single family homes. It's the reason I teach it. People say, hey, Nick, how come you don't teach multifamily and commercial? Don't you do that? Yes, I do. But that's not what I teach because I like to take people into, you know, in the beginning stages of wealth. Okay. and single families are the easiest, lowest barrier to entry. And it's just, it's simple. There's not a lot of complexities to it. Okay. So I got Johanny here who wants to be on the show. So we are going to do that. We'll take a quick call here and maybe we'll keep going. If people keep sharing in the commenting, keep going. But if not, we'll end it here and, beef up for another day.
You have new voicemail.
So let's see what we got here.
Voicemail, press one.
Johanny, be ready, buddy. We are calling Johanny.
Hello?
Johanny.
Yes.
How you doing? You're on the Success from Scratch show, and you're on the audio show as well, so you're famous. What's up?
Good. How are you?
Beautiful.
Leads. For instance, I went to my court website.
Okay.
And the probates, they don't have the actual address. I feel like I hit a wall.
Okay. Well, first of all, have you gone down to your actual courtroom or your to the actual courthouse to grab the manual records? Because that's always an option.
No, my courthouse is closed. I'm in South Florida, Broward County.
Got it. So yeah. And right now, because of the pandemic and everything, it's closed. But in general, that is something you can do. Okay. Cases are public records. In fact, in the other places, I'm surprised it's not online, but counties and municipalities also have I have something called the Daily Reporter where I'm at. It's a daily publication. It's a newspaper that publishes all public records, not just, all court cases. If someone's suing someone, evictions, probate, you know what I mean? That's all public record legally. Okay. So I would look into other avenues for where this is published, but I promise you those court records are published publicly somewhere, and you need to find them. You also can go online to companies that sell probate leads as well. You just have to make sure you vet those out. But there's multiple ways to get leads. Okay, and I hope I hope you're not focusing on just probate. Are you? Because there's a lot of other opportunity.
No. I also did the foreclosure. I did the absentee owner from list board.
Great.
Also, and I mailed out a lot of letters.
That's what you need to do. Well, remember, number one, you want to send them out multiple times, obviously. Okay. Very important.
Right.
You have to send them out multiple times. And, because consistency is key. Multiple times. And you have to, every couple months, you need to be refreshing and getting new leads and then hitting those leads. And, 3 to 5 times is my magic amount of touches per lead. And then you can move on and you can revisit those leads later. Okay. Letters work. I've made a lot of money with letters. Okay. Letters do work.
Okay.
All right.
I was confused with the letters. I'm like, oh my God, nobody's calling. And that's sent a lot.
Well, a lot at once or a lot as in you've mailed each lead 3 to 5 times over a period of a few months?
No, a lot at once. I guess I have to go back in.
You do. A lot of people get confused. And believe me, I've spent fortunes on letters in the early days doing it wrong. And it's very expensive to do letters wrong because you send out a lot of letters and nobody calls. The key with letters is to send them over and over and over again because today they might not be motivated. Life may be good. Maybe they lose their job in a month. Maybe, God forbid, somebody passes away and they got to move across country. Maybe there's a job relocation. Maybe the back taxes that they owed, the city just stepped up their level of aggressiveness and now they want to foreclose. Maybe they just evicted a crazy tenant a month from now. So your letter was garbage today, but 30, 45, 60, 90 days from now, your letter's gold to that same lead. Do you understand? That's important. That same lead, you could be their annoying junk mail today, and in 90 days, you could be their savior. Does that make sense?
Gotcha.
It's important to understand that. That's the whole key. That's how letters work. And it's a shame how many people use letters and then they don't get any calls and they think, the hell with letters. They don't work and they're expensive. Oh, they work. Believe me, I've been sending out letters for over 15 straight years now. They work.
Oh, well.
Okay. I don't like throwing money away. Believe me, I'd stop sending letters if they stopped working. They work. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, Johanny. Well, listen, appreciate you being on the show. Make sure you share the show with your friends. Rate me on rate the Success from Scratch show. It's on iTunes. You know, the name. Oh, yeah. For people on Facebook, maybe you don't know. Look up Success from Scratch on iTunes, Apple Podcast, Spotify, blah, blah, blah. Okay?
Oh, yeah. I'm listening to that. And I got your book, too.
Beautiful. Beautiful. All right, Johanny. Well, stay tuned. I'm going to have some more episodes coming out soon. I appreciate you being on. Okay?
Awesome. Thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye. That was Johanny. Good questions. Good questions. I'm glad I'm back in the groove. I like doing this. I really do. So anyways, let's continue keeping, you guys keep commenting, and anybody who does want to be on the show, put in your phone number. I might take one more call, but I just want to kind of update you guys on multiple fronts. I have a lot of things that I probably should do in future episodes too, because this could get a little long, but just want to let you guys know that I'm here. Johanny, you're welcome. You're welcome. I'll probably start combining this live scenario with the podcast. And again, kind of weird not to have Vidal here. If you guys listen to prior episodes, it's me and Vidal in the studio, and we're chit-chatting and taking calls, and now it's just me. Please leave a rating and review for the Success from Scratch show on your favorite platform, and Apple Podcast, I guess, specifically. They probably get the most reach. And I'm glad I'm back doing this. I really am. There is a lot of crazy stuff going on right now in the world. There really is. And I want to give you guys the real info. Be careful what you're listening to out there. The news is super fake. It really is. The mainstream media is a joke, period. That's where I stand on that. I think it's despicable and disgusting, the fear-mongering and the very false narratives they want to plant in people's heads. It's dangerous, and it needs to be exposed. And people need to be American. These forefathers in the 1700s set something up absolutely beautiful that has grown us into the greatest country in the world, and I do stand firm on that. And there's a reason we have crazy amounts of people immigrating for all the period of time that we've been a country. And we need to protect it. So I applaud the protesters. I applaud people who are standing up for their American rights, because the reality is this virus is not what they thought it was, period. Okay? This virus is not what they thought it was. And in the beginning, we believed them. But now that all the data is in and states are opening and things are what they are, and just more and more real data comes out and not the projected, you know, charts and theories, it's time to get going again. And this country is going to come back beautiful. The world's going to come back beautiful. Okay? It's going to come back beautiful. Everyone listening to me, there's plenty of fortunes to be made. Do not get disappointed, discouraged. Even if you lost your job, God forbid, I feel horrible for you. I think the package has kind of given you a safety net financially, the government package. You know, I know people who've gotten the PPP loan, the paycheck protection loan. There's the stimulus checks. There's the unemployment. So I'm hoping it reached who it needed to be reached to. But there are very, very sunny days ahead, and that is an absolute guarantee. So I just want people to realize the days are going to be ultra sunny, and I'm excited for it. And I'm excited that I have this platform that can kind of convey what I think is beautiful out there for you guys. So Carlos says, what's up? What's up, buddy? D says the human race is stronger than the virus. Abso-friggin-lutely. Crazy correct. Yes, sir. Dale says we need more in the life videos. Loved them. Yeah, those are trickier to do. Just a lot more setup and stuff. That's why the podcast I'm trying to go a little heavier on, because it's so much easier. Video out in the field, and then the editing, and you know, the people I need, and it's definitely kind of a pain. I mean, I loved doing it, and I'll probably still do it again, but for now I'm kind of taking a breather on that. But he's referring to my video show, In the Life. It's on YouTube. You can just Google In the Life Nick Ruiz if you haven't seen it. I have 140 episodes of me out in the field doing deals, making business happen, actually being an entrepreneur, as opposed to just jibber jabbering on a microphone, which a lot of fakers do, unfortunately. Unfortunately, the sad truth is there's more fakers than there are real teachers in this world. And I feel privileged to be able to talk to you guys. Carlos, I appreciate it. D, Oh, D says she's a female. Sorry. Did I say he? My bad. D, I knew a dude named D. So my bad. I'll try not to make that mistake again. I apologize. But D said, D is the one that said the human race is stronger than the virus. And she is 100% correct. Things like this expose human resilience. Okay. We all cry. We all fight. We debate over politics, blah, blah, blah. But I feel like events like this sometimes are necessary to like expose the greatness of humanity and what we can be. Now, unfortunately, it does expose the evil of humanity. Again, there's some evil people in this world. There's some negativity, but I mean, look at 9/11. Okay. Some of you are young, maybe you were kids when that happened, but, I remember a lot of American flags were waved after that. A lot of unity from people who haven't been united came, and some beautiful things came out of it. So I'm telling you, there are some sunny freaking days ahead, and I'm excited for it. So why don't we wrap up Facebook Live here? I'm going to turn off Facebook, which means everyone who's on Facebook, if you want to hear the rest of this episode, make sure you subscribe and listen when it comes out on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartMedia, and a few other platforms. So I'm going to end the Facebook here. Whether you're listening to this now or you're listening to it on the replay, make sure you share it. The more shares that I get from this, the more I'm going to do it. You share it, I do it more, and I love the call-ins. I'm excited for those on the future stuff. So I'm going to end Facebook here, and we're going to stay on the podcast. Hey, podcast listeners, listen, glad you're back. I actually moved my studio, like I said, into my house. And I'm going to find some more time to do this, but more live call-ins, share the show, rate and review this with your friends. I know this episode was a little choppy and spotty. It's my first time doing it without Vidal, who kind of keeps me on track. I'll be honest. I loved having him. Number one, he's a great friend. Number two, it was fun to talk to him. Number three, he kept me on track. I go in a lot of directions. I'm working on that. But there's so much I want to cover with you guys and let you know about what I see going on in today's business and economic environment, which is a very unique business and economic environment. Because of what's going on, but I'm glad I'm back. So why don't we? I'm gonna wrap up the show here, and make sure to leave me a rating and review and share the show. Please do, guys, if you love the show, it means a lot to me. And I will talk to you guys next episode.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Success from Scratch. Make sure to subscribe and feel free to leave us a rating and review. And most importantly, make sure to share this episode with someone who needs to create financial freedom and generational wealth. To continue the conversation, head over to our social channels. Follow us on Instagram at Alpha Home Flipping. On Facebook, find us at facebook.com/Alpha Home Flipping. And on YouTube, go to youtube.com/Nick Ruiz. For complimentary courses and real estate resources, go to alphahomeflipping.com.